Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. This is the Ash'ar of Arif Billah Rumi Waqt Mujaddidi Zamana Hazrat Mullah Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. It is entitled Ah Jo Dil Tere Gham Ka Hamil Nahi. Do Jaha Ka Maza Usko Haasil Nahi آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں آپ چاہے ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا آپ چاہے ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تو قابل نہیں دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں صحبت اہل دل جس نے پائی نہ ہو صحبت اہل دل جس نے پائی نہ ہو اس کا غم غم نہیں اس کا دل دل نہیں جس جگہ آپ کا قرب ملتا نہ ہو جس جگہ آپ کا قرب ملتا نہ ہو ہو کہ منزل بھی وہ میری منزل نہیں دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں غیر حق سے لگاتا ہے جو اپنا دل غیر حق سے لگاتا ہے جو اپنا دل تیری الفت کے غم کا وہ حامل نہیں دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں آپ کا ہوں میں بس اور کسی کا نہیں آپ کا ہوں میں بس اور کسی کا نہیں کوئی لیلہ نہیں کوئی محمل نہیں کہہ رہا ہے یہ اختر ببانگ دہل کہہ رہا ہے یہ اختر ببانگ دہل بحر الفت کا کوئی بھی ساحل نہیں دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں
تسرید نور شریف ان شاء الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم السلسله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى السلسله this practice of Ash'ar was by many, many awliya. Some do not have it also. Some have it in, just in privacy, just in their private. But this is a means of enhancing the love of Allah Ta'ala, of Islah, Tarbiyat also. And of course, our Shaykh many times used to explain also the conditions that are, that there must be of course no new music. Like for example, the Qawwali people have. Now that is what all the musical instruments also. And then many times the subject matter is also goes beyond the bounds. Many times there are good subject matters also, but sometimes it goes beyond the limits and beyond the bounds. So considering everything, it must be according to Sharia. In fact, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say many times that our tasawwuf, that is the tasawwuf which Hazrat has taught, and from his Shaykh and the Silsila, this is all 100% according to Quran and Hadith. So that is this all Ash'ar also. And those ulama who feel that they shouldn't have this Ash'ar, they are on precaution. That because they easily it can fall into, like all this Qawwali, etc. Many of them, it started also with good practice and with good intention also. And then it goes easily out of practice. In fact, one time we were thinking of having a khanka on its own. So our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali strictly stopped that. He said, always keep the khanka under the Darul Uloom, so that the ulama of the Darul Uloom can always control it, that it must not go out of bounds. The same way is with zikr also. There are many, many silsilas of zikr in the world also which are carrying on. And there are many of them which are not according to Sharia also. All different types of things which are done in the Azkar. And which, for example, in the Cape especially, they also have which they call the Khaddad. That was also, that is their zikr. And originally it was also correct, everything. But then it went also out of bounds. And many of in this things, then they use knives, then they stab themselves also, and they do all many other things. So ihtiyat is, the ulama who are on ihtiyat, they don't. And otherwise, keep it within the limits. And it's like, for example, the Ash'ar we have, and Hazrat's Ash'ar, this Ash'ar which we will be, which was rendered, mashallah, so beautifully by Mawlana, and which will be translated, may Allah Ta'ala let us fulfill the rights of it, that it enhances a person. It makes a person realize where he is and where he should be. And if we really do it properly, then our ibadat, our namaz especially, our zikr, our tilawat, everything will come in order. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And one very important thing, on one occasion when Ash'ar were being read in the presence of Hazrat, so Hazrat Mir Sahab, Hazrat's very close attendant, very khadim e khas, he announced and said that nobody must think that they are on that position, that maqam. That was Hazrat's maqam. And all this Hazrat has written that we have to read all this to reach there. And even as in this Ash'ar it will come, Teri Ulfat ki gham ka wo nahi, that there is no shore to the in the sea of the love of Allah Ta'ala. Allah is unlimited, His love is also unlimited. So whoever has got love of Allah, make shukr to Allah Ta'ala, that Allah bless the person with that. And it's only, as Hazrat explains in this form, it's all only from Hazrat's side. It is not from Allah Ta'ala's side. It's not from our side. It is only the favor of Allah. In any case, so we have to make that we want, while making our zikr also, and the ash'ar that we read, we should one read it consciously in a state of wakefulness. One is a person falls asleep, sleep overpowers him, but he should be concentrating, and then he should make dua. That the ash'ar, that is where we have to reach, not that we have got that within us. Some brothers ask also, and if a person thinks that I've got that, pride will come into him, that I'm what a high stage I have reached. And that is, of course, the destroyer. Pride completely destroys a person. So all this is that how can this come into us? So that is very important. In one place we went, where mashallah, there were a lot of people, over the hundreds, maybe 200, 300, who is together for Qasida Burda Sharif, which is also good, but also when it's not under control. And most of those people were without beards also. So important sunnat. There are so many sunnats which we are still unmindful of, neglectful of. But a major sunnat is the beard sunnat, which is a wajib. Not only a sunnat, but it is a wajib. We must keep a beard. So then just having all this, then a person falls off the line. And nafs makes him happy. You are attending these majalis, etc. And you are okay. You have reached a high stage. So that we mustn't fall in that deception at all. May Allah Ta'ala protect us all. The title of this ash'ar, which is a bayan of Hazrat, it is, we should take a lesson from there. Ah, jo dil tere gham ka hamil nahi. And this Hazrat is saying, ah, with a deep sigh of regret, that what a pity on that heart that hasn't got the love of Allah Ta'ala. Allah is the creator of love. Love should be only for Allah Ta'ala. And for everything which is connected with Allah, for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sunnats of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person should be a die hard for this. In the same way for the Quran Sharif, and that it is the kalam of Allah, that respect of the Quran Sharif should overwhelm a person, because it is all in that line. But all this is actually the love of Allah Ta'ala. The love of the hadith, Mubarak hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and then the kitabs in which they are written, the respect of it, etc. All that, the masjid, which is a great shiar, which is known as the house of Allah. Of course, Kaaba Sharif is the actual, what we call the house of Allah, Baytullah, the house of Allah. But every masjid also. So the respect and adab of the masajid also. Allah Ta'ala bless us with all that. So that heart that hasn't got that, and which is common with all the mashayikh, that this love of Allah, they term it, Hazrat has termed it, ah, jo dil tere gham ka hamil nahi. That hasn't got your gham. Gham is worry, is anxiety. So this love of Allah Ta'ala, he is actually like one Sahabi. He told Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, I love you. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, think carefully what you are saying. He repeated again. He said, if you are true, then be ready for difficulties and hardships in life. Because that is how the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is, to follow all the sunnahs. Today, in our time, if a person wants to practice on deen, it is like he's holding red burning embers, fire, coal, hot coal in his hands, because the onslaught on deen is so much. So, but those who have that love, like, for example, Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, how they used to torch him in the burning desert sands of Arabia. But he all the time, Ahad, Ahad. And they just didn't want him to say that. But he, now how lot of difficulty was going through. But why was he carrying on? He could easily stop saying it, but the enjoyment he was getting in that. So a person does not understand. People like me, who haven't got that, we don't understand what love those people have got. That to say that all the time, Ahad, Ahad. One other Sahabi, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, wa anhum, when they were executing him, and he told him at that time, you must be thinking that if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was in your place here, he being executed, and you could be comfortable in your in your family. The Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what did he say? That I wouldn't wish a thorn to prick Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what love they had. They were prepared to be executed also. They were prepared to go through whatever difficulty. So that was all, that is that gham, that love of Allah which is like that. Then a person goes through. We are commanded to ask afiyat, well-being, comfort, ease. But when difficulties come through love of Allah, then He tolerates them. We have to think also. It is narrated that when Dajjal will come, then the army of Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu anhu will get ready to fight Dajjal. One third of them. So these were all people who voluntarily and with keenness, they went for jihad. But one third will run away. They will turn murtad. When they will see the conditions there, the difficult conditions there, one third of them will run away. Haji Ahmed Nakhud Asab Damat Rahmatullah Ali said that he or somebody else mentioned in the company of Hazrat Maulana Badri Alim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali to make dua that he is alive in the time of when Imam Mahdi, Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu anhu will come. So Hazrat got like upset and angry. He said, you think it's easy? It won't be easy. Like sometimes many of us easily also say, if we were in the time of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, to be and what they had endured and what they had gone through when Hazrat Abu Bakr and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam were in the cave and when the enemy was just on top, and if they just had to look down, they would have seen them. And of course, what they would have done with them. But at that time, who can tolerate all this? With this little bit unrest of the country, etc., what's our condition? How much we have this worry, anxiety, and that. And for these people, with that love of Allah, that overwhelms and overpowers everything. Therefore, it is called gham. Ah, judil tere gham ka hamil nahi. That heart that hasn't got this gham, this worry, that anxiety of yours. But we must make shukr that Allah gives afiyat salamati. And that is what we must ask also. But when the time of difficulty and hardship come, a person must be able to then tolerate it. And that gham, very, very comfortably. He must accept it wholeheartedly. And that is the example of the Sahaba, how they went. And in our times also, those great people, ulama, mashayikh, who went through what and what difficulty. Like, for example, nowadays, on a lesser note, that to get up for tahajjud, for example, to go for fajr, a cold winter morning, and perhaps the water is not hot. Something happened, no hot water. But the person still, no, I must go. Fajr, I can't miss it. I have to go. For my tahajjud, I have to make it. So that also. And people who are out in the business places, with all the women around at airports, etc., or in the workplaces, and then to control oneself there. So that also, that a person... how many people have to put up with all this and all this difficult, but they mashallah, they don't waver, they keep their hearts clean and they don't fall into the traps of shaitan in all these things. So these are fortunate people. So and everyone is given to his task according to his level, how much. And according to that will be the stages of a person in the Akhirah. In the Akhirah, how much a person went through difficulties. He made mujahada. He didn't look at women with lust, where unfortunately he was in a workplace where there were women around, etc. But he didn't get involved in any wrong thing, bad ideas. His eyes he kept pure. Those people's darjas will be very high. So we ask for afiyat from Allah Ta'ala, but when these tests come, Allah keep us firm. Otherwise, a person wavers very, very easily. So we have to make dua and all these ashar, so that this can come a reality into our lives. Do jahan ka maza usko hasil nahi. A person hasn't got any enjoyment of either of the two worlds, of this dunya also or of akhirat. Ah, jo dil tere gham ka hamil nahi. That heart that hasn't got that love of Allah, that burning love, that heart that hasn't got it hasn't got any enjoyment of this dunya or of the akhirat also. That person is parishan all the time. Outwardly it will seem that he's laughing, he's joking, he's doing everything. But that real enjoyment, he can't dream of that real enjoyment also. Like what Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was going through. What Hazrat Khabbab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Many other sahaba also. These people, they've got no idea whatsoever. Those who are drowned in the luxuries of this dunya, and worse, the gunas of this dunya, and all that. Outwardly it might seem that they are enjoying themselves very much, but that real enjoyment, or the obedience of Allah, and to fulfill the commands of Allah, though they have got no idea of that. Aap chahe hame ye karam aapka. And to get this and to have this, it is a gift from Allah Ta'ala. وَيَجْتَبِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يَشَىٰ. That Allah Ta'ala, like a magnet, pulls whom He wants to towards Him. And we have to make dua that Allah Ta'ala make us among, that Allah pulls us towards Him. Varna hum chahne ke to qabil nahi. Otherwise the reality of the matter is, we are not worth it at all. To be counted amongst the lovers of Allah, this is a very, very high position. And where are we? People who all the time about this dunya and the enjoyment and attractions of this dunya all the time. And all the time shaitan beguiles them, misleads them. And their nafs, they follow their nafs. Where can those people know what is, where are they fit for this? Allah chooses those hearts which stay away from all this. Then Allah pulls those people towards Him. Hazrat Maulana Mahmood Hassan Saab, Deobandi, Rahmatullah, the Shaykh al-Hind, when he went to jail, his khadim, special khadim, Hazrat Maulana Hussein Ahmed Madani, Rahmatullah, the Sayyid, he went and he wasn't to be in jail, but he went voluntarily to make his Shaykh's khidmat. And roughly, I would think, about 3 years. 3 years he stayed in the jail in Malta. Now imagine a person who could easily stay home. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali say, once his Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, was leaving Karachi to go to, most probably India or wherever it was. And he was at the airport. So Hazrat said, I couldn't tolerate and think that my Shaykh is sitting alone at the airport. So I went there and I sat with him until he left. And so that love that a person has. So how Hussein Ahmed Madani Rahmatullah Ali, how he stayed with his Shaykh for 3 years and he tolerated all the difficulties of the jail. No, without being, it wasn't imposed on him. He was supposed to be in jail, but just to make the khidmat of his Shaykh. So those who have this, the love of Allah Ta'ala, may Allah bless us with that. Sohbat ehle dil jisne paayi na ho, a person who did not get the company of the people who have got hearts. The hearts everyone has got. Even animals got hearts. Ant has got a heart. Now everything, birds have got hearts. Everything. But what is referred to? With that heart that has got the love of Allah. That heart is being referred to. Otherwise the physical heart, everyone has got a physical heart. What Allah Ta'ala created, and there are hearts in them. So that heart that is connected and has got the love of Allah Ta'ala. The company of those people, and that company also must be correct. A person who stays, for example, in a Shaykh's company, But he doesn't fulfill the rights of that company. And that is a very important thing, that a person has to fulfill the rights of that company. That in many other places, Hazrat explains in his Ash'ar, in his Bayans also, a person is with the Shaykh, but he's doing other things also. Like for example, a person is in i'tikaf, and on his phone, he's looking at haram things also. But he's in i'tikaf also. So that i'tikaf, a person is in namaz, and he is hardly thinking about Allah Ta'ala. He's thinking about all other things in his namaz. Wrong things he's thinking about. So that namaz then, they won't give that what reason. So that company of the Ahlullah, it must be right, and the Shaykh also must be right. That he also is one who has got Ahl-e-Din. So a person who hasn't got this in his life, he did not find the company of some Ahlullah. Uska gham nahi, uska dil nahi. The gham he has got, whatever, it isn't really. It's, as some ulama explain, that the deen is just like a veneer. Like for example, this desk here, on top is a veneer. Inside this wood is not real wood. It's just sawdust, which is compressed and put together. And then just the veneer is put on top. So outwardly it looks like very good and very good, but inside is only sawdust. So it mustn't happen that we are like that. That just the veneer of deen is on us. And the veneer of the love of Allah, but inside there is nothing. May Allah protect us all, forgive us, give us the tawfiq of tawbah, and that we correct ourselves. So, uska gham nahi, uska dil nahi, that person's gham, that pain is not really a pain of the love of Allah Ta'ala. And those people who have found this love, may Allah bless us with it. And may Allah save us, people who are in some sickness and pains, but they just, the love of Allah makes them make sabr. They can tolerate everything. And they make sabr. And they just turn to Allah Ta'ala. And they don't complain at all. What pain they go through, but they tolerate it. And by that, Allah raises their positions. And they go higher and higher stages all the time. And this temporary little while of this world, they go through all this. But by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the stages are going higher and higher. Jis jagah aapka qurb milta na ho, wherever you, oh Allah, we don't find your closeness to Allah Ta'ala. That refers to many such places, many such gatherings where you don't find the love of Allah Ta'ala. They are religious gatherings, but you don't find the love of Allah Ta'ala. Like for example, where people are gathered for the Qawwali or anything like that, and now they are doing all the wrong things there. So, outwardly it seems it's a gathering of deen. And many times they will stay awake the whole night also. But when Fajr time comes, then they go and sleep. So, that whole night, and it couldn't bring them for Fajr. So, you didn't find Allah. Jis jagah aapka qurb milta na ho. That place where we don't find your closeness. The one sahabi, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, a young man, he wasn't there for Fajr. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu went and find out. And he said his mother, most probably it was his mother, she told that, my son, the whole night he was making ibadat. And then he made his Fajr at home and slept. Nabi Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I would prefer to sleep the whole night but make Fajr with Jamaat in the masjid. So important the Fajr Jamaat, to make Fajr with Jamaat. So all these things, wherever they are, and a person is not getting closer to Allah Ta'ala, then that is not the place, that is not a place where a person should be. A person should be that place where he's getting closer to Allah Ta'ala. Ho ke manzil bhi, wo meri manzil nahi. Though it is a station, and that normally, which is a place, a gathering, a place where you reach Allah, but it is not for me. if I'm reaching Allah Ta'ala, a person, for example, is going to Durban by train, and the stations that come, though if he sees the stations are coming which lead you towards Cape Town, for example, then though it is a station, but it's not my station. It's not my, and you can't get off before time, even if you're on the right direction. It's your destination. You can't get off at any station. You have to get to your destination. So, and you can't be on the wrong side. One time, Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali was traveling by train. And in the train, there was one person who expressed, he found out that he's in the wrong train, on the opposite direction. So Maulana told him, don't worry, at the next station you get off, go to the next door, get another ticket, and you go to the other side platform, and the train going the other direction, you get on there, and then you'll get to your destination. Maulana said when he got off, though he's gone further from his destination now, he was in the wrong direction, but the minute he will sit in that train and he's going to his right direction, he will find peace and tranquility. So then a person is in the right direction, he will find peace and tranquility. And that inner, from the inner recesses of his heart, he will know he's on the right direction. So that is very important. And we see, mashallah, like for example, in Ramzan, this one priest who came. He was a priest, but he accepted Islam. And how many others? One other bishop who has accepted Islam. Now with all this unrest, he says, even if they kill me, doesn't matter. But they kill me as a Muslim. So what has he got in his heart that he's prepared to give his life also? So when the person finds that, then he is eager to go to Allah Ta'ala. And he knows he's in the right direction. خیرِ حق سے لگاتا ہے جو اپنا دل. Those people who connect their heart to things which are خیرِ حق, which are not the truth, who connect their heart, the enjoyment, the fun, the entertainment, the music, all the sports of this worldly things, those who connect their hearts to those things, تیرے الفت کے غم کا وہ حامل نہیں. They haven't found the enjoyment. Teri ulfat, the love of the pain of the love of yours, they haven't found that stuff. Like for example, Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala. Why was he going through all the difficulties? Because what Allah Ta'ala had blessed him with, and in his heart he could feel that. And we are still very, very far. So when we see these people, how they sacrifice, or we read their kitabs and their books, the people of Gaza, for example, of Syria, and what sacrifices in jihad they are making, and how they are away from their families for how many years, not a week or 2 weeks or something, for years, but and they are happy about it. And the person realizes, I'm a munafiq, that where am I? As far as the deen is concerned, I'm just making like false claims about all this. And these people, what they are doing. There was one brother who was here with us in Ramzan also, and he's a top cardiologist of UK. And they went about 10 of them to Gaza. And they used to operate, do operations during the day. And all of them Hafizul Quran. At night doing the Taraweeh, and with the knowledge that any time a bomb can come and it can kill them. So what is it that makes them do all this? It is when that love of Allah is in there, to that extent in the heart, which we are still very, for those who have it, mashallah, and for those of us who haven't, we have to make a lot of effort and lot of sacrifice for that. آپ کا ہوں میں بس اور کسی کا نہیں. When a person reaches that stage, that I'm only yours, O Allah. I'm nobody for anyone else. I only for you. And that everything, our nafs, our desires of our own desires of anything, food, drink, whatever it can be, nothing, whatever Allah wants, that only that we will do. We will just do that which Allah Ta'ala wants. When Allah says eat, we will eat. That is like the 5 days of the year when it is haram to keep roza. Then we won't keep roza, no matter how much you enjoy your roza. And no matter how much you enjoy your food, when Allah says keep roza, now we will keep roza. And alhamdulillah, we see that so many people, how many parts of the world where Ramzan is in their summer, and long days, and hot days, and everyone is keeping roza. What is this? It is just that imani force. It is just that that is which is in the heart. And those don't who don't have it, like many non-Muslims, they can't understand that how we can keep rozas. They can't comprehend it. And 5 times a day namaz. How can you be just, it's like the whole day you're just making namaz all the time. But those who are, they're managing it easily. All the 5 times namaz. So Allah give that dard-e-dil, that what we call the pain of the heart, which is really enjoyable. Koi layla nahi, koi mahmil nahi. No layla, no lady is my object of life. No position and no anything. Not that I want to become the prime minister, or I want to become the boss, or I want to become the president, or anything. Nothing whatsoever. All what I want is Allah Ta'ala. That comes into a person. And then Allah Ta'ala gives a position to those people. Keh raha hai ye akhtar, babange duhal. Hazrat is saying, I'm announcing this at the top of my voice. Bange duhal, like in the previous days when there wasn't, now is the phone, and before this was the mic system, and announcements used to be made. Before that, especially what we remember, that in the villages in India, if there's a funeral announcement, the bangi sap, that's why it's called bangi, who commonly is known as bangi, because it bang, it shout, scream. So he should go around and announce everywhere. And to draw attention, they should use the duf, the like a drum, which you beat on the one side. And so people, they to pay attention. And then you give the message. So at that, in short, it is at the top of my voice. I'm calling out and I'm saying, Behre Ulfat, ka koi bhi sahil nahi. That the sea of the love of Allah has got no ocean. That no matter where you reach, it is still, you can go further. And you can carry on, and you can reach further. So Allah Ta'ala bless us with this reality of this love of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, and to make effort for it. And as Hazrat has explained in this bayan, which is a bayan of Hazrat, which is in Ash'ar form, and also in Hazrat's bayans all the time. And Hazrat many times, while making bayan, the tear would just fall down from his eyes. And what is that? Which is that insight, that connection with Allah Ta'ala. May Allah bless us. And we don't think that we have got it. But we have that fikr and concern that we have to work for it. We have to find it, inshallah. So may Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. We'll make some zikr now. And the zikr also is one of the means, very strong means. And Allah give us the tawfiq to make zikr also consciously. And the ash'ar which are in the dhikr, to pay attention and to try and reach that position, to try and get there what is being said in the position. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane hu, that my heart must become an open space. Tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. That there is nothing and nobody in that but Allah. Now if a person is saying this in his dhikr and he thinks I'm at that stage, then he won't reach anywhere. But if he works to get towards getting there, then inshallah. And fortunately are those people who reach there, and maut before maut comes. And then for such people, maut is enjoyable. The tuhfatul mu'min. Maut is a gift of their believer, of those people. We are frightened. When the du'as also we give one another, is all the time, may Allah give you a long life. That is all we are concerned about a long life. Whereas those Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu commonly used to tell people when they're going to the shopping places, he say, if there anyone selling maat, buy it for me. I want maat, I'm eager to go to Allah tabaraka ta'ala. And these people were found that love of Allah. One person, he went to like what we'll call a chemist today, or an itar shop where atar is sold. And he told, he's standing there, he says, I don't know how more your maut will come. He say, why? He say, your ruh is in every bottle of all the itar, the medicines which are here. It is all in there. So how is it going to come out from so many places? They say, what are you worried about me? Worry about yourself, how your ruh. He say, my maut will just come like this. And he laid down. And he passed away. So a person who hasn't got connection with this dunya, his ruh comes out easily also. And we who are so involved in dunya, then ruh also comes out with difficulty. It doesn't want to come out. And with great difficulty it comes out. And otherwise, these people, so many people, their maut comes so easily. And this is all talking so that it's not that it is in us, that we want it to come into us, that Allah must bless us with it.